It's 8:45. Congress has approved and President Trump has signed a bill totaling close to another $500 billion in federal stimulus funding. More than $310 billion will go for those loans that are helping businesses stay open. This morning, 6th District Republican Congressman Ben Klein joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live by phone, and we'll talk about federal aid and other issues related to COVID-19. Congressman Klein, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good to have you along with us, Congressman Klein. As we get started, small businesses can start applying for those paycheck protection loans today. Have they worked out some of the kinks on processing time so that larger corporations like Ruth's Chris and Shake Shack won't be eligible for this second round?
Yeah, it was very frustrating for those of us who wanted to help our small businesses, supported the first version of the PPP program, saw those larger corporations and universities with billion-dollar endowments come in and use their legal teams to take advantage of loopholes to gain access to some of that funds. But the president has done a great job in publicly shaming those corporations who did that, shaming those universities like Harvard who initially said they would take the money. And they've reversed course and are not going to do that. And so the Treasury Department has since then put in place rules which are going to make them ineligible for that money, and it will go directly to the small businesses that it was intended to help.
Good morning, Congressman. This is Gene Moreno. How are you?
Doing great. Trying to stay safe through this.
And right.
Hopefully we can get everybody back to work soon.
I bet you never thought your first term would be like this, huh?
Well, you know, it's been an eventful first term, I'll put it that way.
Just wondering, do you see this as the end of the federal stimulus funding for the near term, Congressman, or do you see a third paycheck protection package bill, on the horizon? And did you like the second bill better than the first?
Well, I think that both bills combined are going to go a long way toward helping our small business community to bridge this gap during this crisis time and stay in business and keep people on payroll. But what we need to do is start looking forward to reopening businesses while still keeping safe, still protecting public health. But I do think that we're going to take a pause now. Senate Majority Leader McConnell has said we're going to take a pause and see if we can start to reopen non-essential businesses while maintaining social distancing. The governor's put forward a plan. I question whether it might be too cautious, whether we need to go ahead and allow some non-essential businesses to go ahead and open up, especially out here in our part of Virginia, where we're not seeing the numbers that Northern Virginia is seeing. But I do think that we'll take a pause in Washington, and hopefully the leaders at the state and local level can reestablish some normalcy in our business community and in our daily lives.
Since you brought up the regional approach, Congressman, and we're talking with Congressman Ben Klein, could you support, if it made sense, some type of a regional approach where if you're in a part of Virginia that does not have a very high incident rate of infection, there's some limited opening could be allowed to take the pressure off of businesses?
Well, I think what we're finding is that the infection rate is highest and the death rate is highest in certain areas. Nursing homes, congregate care facilities, things where there are vulnerable populations concentrated into one area. Other places where you could allow for reopening while still maintaining social distancing, while still maintaining protections for public health. You know, if we allow people to go to the grocery store, which we do currently, then we should allow them the freedom to go to church. I think that when you're talking about our constitutional freedoms, you have to avoid any instance where you're limiting those freedoms. And what we've seen from Virginia is, I think, a step where we should be respectful of people's First Amendment rights and freedoms and respect the rights of individuals and let them make some decisions for themselves. So I'm ready for some non-essential businesses to get back to work. I hope our governor can develop a plan to help do that.
All right. We're talking with Congressman Ben Klein. We'll go back to the federal government for a second. Are we at the point, Congressman, where the federal government simply cannot afford to provide much more assistance right now? I mean, are we printing money at this point? And is this sort of tough for you as a conservative Republican?
Well, it's tough on the one hand in that, yes, I'm not interested in accruing additional debt and running deficits. I want to try and move toward a balanced budget by streamlining government, getting rid of government agencies that can be best served by the states or by the private sector. But I view this in a slightly different way. The government has told businesses that they have to shut down or that they have to stop serving the public. They have put this burden on small businesses, and government therefore has a responsibility. It's not a legal taking in an eminent domain sense, but it is an infringement on the business's freedom in a way where government needs to compensate those businesses for what they have directed them to do. So I view these packages as somewhat of a compensation for the taking of profits that was done by government over the past month.
Interesting. The other thing about this new package, Congressman, is that there is more money for testing in there also. But I'm just wondering, as the test rate, as the number of tests grows and expands, but if it shows more widespread infections, could that mean that the federal government and individual states will be under more pressure to keep businesses locked down and people off the streets?
Well, I think what the goal of the closures and distancing has been to minimize the peak, essentially flatten the curve, where you're enabling our public health system to keep up with the infection rate and the hospitalization rate. And we have done that successfully. You have new cases that are now essentially flat. But we want to make sure that we don't have a new spike in new cases. So as we reopen businesses and get back to some semblance of normalcy while protecting public health, that we are mindful of this situation where we do have to keep our distance for a while longer. You know, you're just going to have to keep 6 feet away when you're in line at the grocery store or in line at a business, or whether you're shopping down the aisles of a store, wear a mask, wash your hands. So those kinds of things are going to continue, but we can reopen businesses and still maintain those kinds of protections.
All right. We're speaking with 6th District Republican Congressman Ben Klein this morning. You already touched on, Congressman, about Virginia taking a regional approach to releasing some of the guidelines, getting back to normal. But President Trump and his task force, Congressman, appears to leave it up to states when to start reopening businesses while providing some guidelines for doing so. Are you satisfied with the White House approach?
I think that the White House is wisely recognizing that the situation in New York is very different from the situation in Virginia. And so to have a national approach to this is not the best solution, certainly not the best solution for Virginians. And in Virginia, I think that the governor would be wise to recognize that the situation in Fairfax is not the same as the situation down here in our area. So I would hope that the governor would stagger an opening so that places without large spikes in cases that have the public health capability to handle the influx of new cases can reopen and start to move toward just a reopening of businesses and society in general. And then in cases like Fairfax and in facilities where you have high percentages of vulnerable populations, you can keep those restrictions in place for a longer amount of time.
We're talking with Ben Klein, Congressman from the 6th District. I'm just wondering, Congressman, are you disappointed somewhat that this whole notion of when to reopen businesses has become a political football? Even reporting of the infection number seems to be an issue for some people who think it's overblown. Are you disappointed in that that it's come to that in some cases?
I feel that we need to all work together to beat this virus, and we are. By coming together to fund the support for small businesses, fund the support for testing and for states. But I do think that in a constitutional democracy where you have a situation where people can raise questions about how we're approaching the situation, yes, I think that's appropriate to ask whether the governor's right to have potential cases of COVID listed alongside and included along with confirmed cases of COVID-19. I think that's a question that deserves to be asked. And when our new case rate is flat, it may not be declining yet on a 14-day basis, but because it's flat, can our public health facilities handle a reopening in places where you don't see the virus spiking like our part of Virginia? I think that's a legitimate question to ask. It's certainly not a partisan question to ask, but it's a responsible question when you have so many small businesses at risk of failing right now.
All right. We've got a couple of minutes left. We're talking with Congressman Ben Klein. Governor Northam, Congressman, has repeatedly said, as have other state governors, that Virginia's had to compete with other states, hospitals, even the federal government, to purchase personal protective equipment. And I know Governor Northam's and others have called on the White House to develop a national system for doing so. Do you agree with that approach? And do we need to have some kind of national plan going forward to plan for future pandemics?
Well, sure. You definitely need to have a plan for pandemics going forward. I think we're learning a lot about what should have been done, what was done. I know that in the past decade, we ran down the numbers on our amount of PPE that we had nationally, and we didn't replenish the supply. So we didn't have that much available when this started. So the question is, what do you need? How do we get there so that this, so we are ready for the next situation where this type of outbreak occurs? Working together, we will have a federal response, but allowing the states to do what they think is best and find the PPE and perform the testing that's right for them, I think that's a responsible way to address it in a federalist system.
All right. We're talking with Congressman Ben Klein. Just another minute or so left, but you've been holding some regular town hall meetings, Congressman, and online for now. And you held one recently centered around COVID-19. And what were people telling you? Are they scared? Are they frustrated? Have some of them been impacted? What did you hear on the town hall?
Well, it's been frustrating for me because, as you know, I've held 25 in-person town halls. I love them. I live by them and love hearing from the people about the issues that are important to them. So moving to an all online, all telephone town hall format's frustrating for me. But the first one I had for the general public, there was a lot of frustration because there were a lot of unknowns. It was right at the beginning, and there were a lot of people who were unsure about what the virus, how it was transmitted, what they needed to do to protect themselves and their families. Now we have a better understanding of what they need to do. The second one I did was specific to small businesses. It was specifically tailored to help small businesses get access to the new PPP funds that are being rolled out here today and in the past month to help small businesses keep folks on payroll. And there were a lot of great questions asked and a lot of great questions, information made available to people to help them through this difficult time.
Real quick, about 30 seconds, what have you learned about the capability of Congress to act on the fly to address a crisis like this?
Well, Congress is always able to come together in a time of crisis, but the work product suffers when there aren't a lot of eyeballs on it and not enough time to deliberate it. So there were a couple of bills, one of which I did not vote for because it was rolled out with 20 minutes to review it, over 100 pages. But the remainder, especially these small business assistance bills, were given more time to be worked out by the Senate. When they came over to the House, we got to review them. And we do need time for Congress and for the public to digest these things before they're just adopted and we spend more and more of the taxpayer dollars.
All right, Congressman Ben Klein, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen.